Have you seen that from...
From Fletcher, yes. Yeah, yeah, Fletcher's always pushing the pocket and getting the quarterback off his spot. So that wasn't a surprise today.
Yeah, you talk about that a lot, Bill, where the numbers don't always reflect it in terms of sacks.
Yeah.
The guy's full impact on the game.
Yeah, they also come in bunches. And again, you had Drew Brees hold the ball and decide, you know, instead of forcing it down to throw the interception, you know, he took some of those sacks and ate it. So, you know, that's part of it. We don't have a whole lot of control, but when you see guys winning in their one-on-ones, and they were turning the protection a lot, which is, it's kind of, I mean, they did it a lot. It's when you don't like trying to sift through all the different blitzes you have, that you just turn it one way or the other. So you put big ends one-on-one with running backs, and then inside Fletch beat that protection a couple times. It was even harder to do.
How much were those sacks a product of the back end covering well?
They're always attached to each other. They always are. The coverage, the guys did a great job tonight in the coverage, and that's where those sacks, he was holding the ball because the coverage was what it was. And interceptions are tied to pass rush, and sacks are tied to coverage.
Fletch didn't have big numbers last year, but a lot of people said it should have been a Pro Bowler. When you see him make the big plays that, you know, get on film, get on national TV, you happy for him? Whereas, you know, people to recognize a lot of what he did today.
Absolutely. I hope the outside world recognizes the talent he has, because he really does. He's a Pro Bowl caliber. I've been around a long time, and that's what they look like. They play the run. They can get disruption in a passing game. Sack numbers come and go, but he's got the skill set.
What's it like as a defense already? But Jordan Hicks.
No, I really haven't. Jordan came in a real mature rookie, and he's really studying his tail off and understands the whole scheme. And when you understand it like him and have the athleticism he has, you make plays. And no, Jordan doesn't surprise us at all.
What did you say this week in practice to the team? Was there anything different, any different approach that you said that they have to come out and do it?
Really, well, the message was stay the course. Even though the wins haven't come, we are working the right way. We're doing it the right way. It's going to take everything we have, because they're a team that is very talented with their backs against the wall also. So it was about staying the course and just continue to believe in each other and the system, and it worked out for us.